Okay, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking here with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. Now, you saw the Esquire magazine cover on television, right?
We saw it on a news magazine program, yes, sir. And that was the first that I had seen of it. It's a, I'm not saying that President Clinton did it on purpose, but I'm saying it's a kind of a... I don't think it's appropriate cover.
All right, the cover that Mr. Bozell's talking about is the new cover of Esquire magazine that shows President Clinton sitting on a chair with his legs spread. He's in a suit, but his knees are spread, and he's got his hands on his knees, and you're saying what?
Well, I think that if I could back up for just a minute, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
I have had a tough month. I was treated for a seborrhea rash in my groin area that had developed into a fungus. And it took a couple of weeks to get rid of it. I was pretty embarrassed about that. I don't know what you want to call it, like a cootie rash or some deal like that. And the worst part is it spread to my face. And that's rough. And I had to put an ointment on.
Okay, this was a, what kind of a rash?
Like a cootie, like the cooties.
I don't know what you mean by the cooties, sir. What is it?
It's a, the doctor said it was a seborrhea rash. In the groin area.
Okay, it was in your groin and it spread to your face?
Yeah. It went from my junk. I mean, I'm sorry, but up from the junk area up to my face area. And I guess you call that pretty... it's a bad thing.
Well, how did it go from your groin to your face?
Well, that's probably personal.
All right, I'm sorry.
So after dealing with this and feeling very vulnerable... My wife and I, she did something that I think is pretty hurtful, and that's why I'm talking to you about it, because we were watching TV the other night, and the new Esquire magazine's out, and I don't know if you saw the cover of Esquire.
I just did now see the cover of it, yeah.
All right, I mean, if you saw the cover, it shows Clinton with his legs spread real wide, almost like from a, you know, I'm sorry for saying this, but it's from like a Monica Lewinsky viewpoint.
And it's a camera's lower, it's at knee level, looking up on the president as he sits there on a chair spread, with his knees spread.
That's correct. And I said to my wife at that time, when we saw this on TV, I said, that is a very tasteless thing. And my wife is looking at this picture, and I am quoting her directly. She said, dinner served. Well, I fled to a restroom. I broke down. I didn't want her to see me cry. That much I did know. I did know I didn't want her to see me cry.
And what were you crying about? Your wife said what?
She said, dinner is served.
Because the shot was crotch level?
That's correct. Yes, sir. That's correct, sir.
So your wife was admiring President Clinton?
That is correct.
All right. Well, because you're predicating your lawsuit and your action against your wife based on the phrase, dinner is served.
That is correct. And I emailed my attorney, who is Dolores Blanzigame of Riverside, California, and I recounted the story, and she asked me to repeat the sentence. And I said, my wife was looking at a picture of Clinton on the cover of Esquire, and she said the phrase, dinner is served. My attorney now believes there is alienation of affection, probably mental cruelty, mockery of my malehood. And laugh if you want to, Phil, but there are grounds for William Jefferson Clinton to absorb some punitive damage as an accessory after the fact. So I'm
okay, you've got a lot of stuff going on here. Your wife and you were watching television. You saw a picture of President Clinton on the cover of Esquire with his legs, his knees spread. And your wife said, dinner is served.
That is correct.
What is it about that phrase that bothers you?
Well, are you kidding? I mean...
Well, no, I mean, am I kidding? Well, so she was saying that, and, in, like, you know, ain't he a good-looking guy?
Yes, sir.
Now, you said you went into the bathroom and you broke down?
I went into the bathroom after I heard her say that, yeah. I went and I just broke down and I wept.
And what were you crying for?
Your wife has just looked at another man with his knees spread apart, and she goes, dinner is served, and you're not... Boy, mister.
My wife has admired other men.
In front of you?
Yeah. She said that guy's handsome.
Well, mister, I don't know what kind of a home you got, but...
Well, I haven't emailed my attorney to say I want to... You want to sue your wife. You know, are you talking about grounds for divorce here?
I am seriously considering it, because if you have any kind of a soul, you know that when a woman, I'm not just talking about admiring a man based upon his tailoring or how good looking he may be. I'm not just talking about admiring a man based upon what a good president he is. I'm talking about admiring a man for what he's packing. And we had sausage and peppers for dinner that night, too, which I think is significant. You may think it's wrong.
But what is significant about that?
Okay, she's looking at Bill Clinton, and she says, dinner served. And what did we have for dinner but sausage? I think that that was phallic. That's all I'm trying to say. And I think it's a cold day and a cold shot.
Well, I'll tell you this right now, pal. My wife has never said dinner is served when she's seen a guy. She's never licked her chops over some dude. She's commented on his on his handsomeness. But I have to tell you, I could probably let this go as a joke.
No, sir, not a joke. When a woman humiliates your manhood right in front of you, God damn it.
Well, I can tell you're very angry.
You bet I am.
So you're suing your own wife for divorce, or
right now I'm going to have her served. And right now, what we're going to do is get into deposition on it.
What are you going to depose your wife? You're going to sit there and depose your wife? You're going to get into a deposition situation to find out exactly why she said dinner is served?
I want to.
Did you ask her?
Yes, I did. And she said she laughed, which she knows upsets me. I don't like it when
You're really upset, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your wife laughed at you?
She laughed, and she knows that I don't like it when women laugh at me.
Do you need a drink of water?
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This gentleman is Stephen Bozella, Corona, California. They were looking at the cover of the new Esquire magazine. It's a rather handsome picture of the president. It looks very Lincoln-esque, actually, as he sits with his hands on his knees, the knees spread apart, as a man would sit. And apparently, Mr. Bozell calls this a Monica Lewinsky view. And the wife, when she saw the picture, said, dinner is served. Are you back, sir? Okay, did we lose Mr. Bozell? I think we lost our connection with him. All right, well, we'll try to get him back. I think you have that number at his office. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry show here. We will talk to La Crescenta. Go ahead. La Crescenta? Okay. Is that call gone? All right. Let's take a break, get everybody back, and maybe the phones are out. That would be a blessing. It's the Phil Hendry show. 1-800-449-8686.
Thing.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. So you're sitting and you're watching television with your wife, and you see a picture come on the screen of an attractive man, and your wife says, dinner is served. Now,
that wasn't all, Mr. Hendry, though. That was not.
No, I know. The picture was of the President of the United States, President Clinton. His knees were spread, his leg. He's in a very masculine pose, Steve. Excuse me.
Yeah, but
hold on. The pose he's in is rather masculine, rather historic. He's sitting with his hands on his knees in a very nice looking suit, staring straight at the camera. You say it's a Monica Lewinsky view, and I know what you're talking about. And
it's always, the person that took the picture was on their knees.
Yeah, I know that, okay? You're also saying that your wife, by saying dinner is served, was admiring him sexually.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. Are you kidding me? And how many guys?
But the point is, how do you know that she wasn't making a joke?
She knows that I don't want no woman laughing at me, and I've told her that, too.
Why don't you like women laughing at you?
Because it goes back to an issue that I have.
Does this have to do with sex?
You know something? Forget about all of that. All I'm saying,
it has to do with sex, doesn't it?
All I'm saying is my wife should have more respect for me than to make a comment like that.
All right, let me go to Castle Rock, Colorado on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
I've been unable to pleasure my wife because of my rash.
Am I still there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, I just can't believe this is totally preposterous. This guy has an issue with his wife. He doesn't have an issue with Clinton. His issue is his own insecurity. He needs to seek some psychiatric counseling or something.
I don't need any psychiatric. I don't need no doctor.
Oh, she get said off to me, they're looking for a freeload, and I can't even believe that you had the audacity to make a statement saying that your lawyer contended that the Clintons were accessories after the fact just because of a pose on a picture. You know what? You're just looking for a free ride.
She knew that I was sensitive because of the rash that I had. It was a slap
in my face, okay? I'm not condoning the Clintons one bit. I'm a Bush fan, but I'll tell you what.
How do you condone the Clintons?
I think you are looking for a free ride. You found yourself some lawyer who's in there. You know what?
What would you do if your wife said she dinner served when she's looking at a picture of Clinton?
Let me give you a little hint there, buddy. I am not insecure enough to worry about my wife making an offhand comment over an issue like that. You know, if you're that insecure, you definitely have some issues with
okay.
it.
Oh, I'm insecure. So when a woman admires the sexual junk of another man, you're okay with it.
Okay, so now you're saying she's admiring his genitals?
What do you think dinner is served means?
It sounds like she had dinner cooked up, and then you all of a sudden grabbed on the fact that she had planned the sausage. Did she cook the dinner after the issue?
The sausage and peppers that we had,
Made before or after?
Before. It was made before.
Okay, but all of a sudden that's what she intended.
She probably was
tired of looking at the picture and said, "You are so insecure."
No, sir.
You're not.
I don't think a woman
laughs at you.
Hey, I don't like no woman laughing at me, and you wouldn't either.
Oh, my God.
I had a cootie rash.
It sounds like you're pretty
insecure. Have you ever had seborrhea?
What's that?
Have you ever had seborrhea?
Well, I'll put it this way, buddy. Everybody gets jock rash once in a while, and
you've
got a problem washing your hand.
This turned into
a that's how it got transferred to your face. You know, it's just pathetic, and to call it seborrhea, it's jock rash. I don't know what guy who's actually done some work for a living and got a little sweat in his groin didn't get jock rash.
My wife has not given me oral sex the last 3 months, and suddenly she wants to gobble up Clinton's junk.
Come on, will you? Are you nuts?
So ridiculous.
What are you talking about, man? I mean,
I know.
And all of a sudden you're taking the fact that she served sausage and peppers.
Oh, okay. So both of you think it's a big laugh.
Think it's a laugh? I'm telling you, buddy, you are so insecure. It's just amazing.
I'm going to say something, and both of you guys cannot deny this. If it happened to you, if it was your wives, the two of you'd be homicidal.
You can say that, man.
Okay, thank you very much.
Murder, huh?
Okay, he hung up.
This is ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Hey, exactly.
Freaking guy's got. He says he's got a cootie rash too. It ain't seborrhea. It's a cootie rash.
I know. I was almost wrecking my car when I heard that.
Said he had a cootie rash that got in his face.
I guess he doesn't know how to wash his hands or something.
I don't know what it is. All right, sir. Thank you very much for your call. I ain't calling him back again, I'll tell you that much. This guy doesn't want to do the show and act like a freaking man. Oh, what, is he back on? Okay, you tell him he hangs up one more time. He's off of the show, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Where are you? You there, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you hang up on me one more time and you're not on the show anymore. You understand that?
Okay, but can I say something?
Did you understand what I just said?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, what? Take a deep breath. Go ahead, what?
I don't like no woman laughing at me. I got a cootie rash on my face. And I haven't had no oral blow sex for 3 weeks on account of the seborrhea cootie rash. My wife made a comment about...
Look, I'm going to interrupt you, okay?
Can I finish what I'm going to say?
No, I'm going to interrupt you because I know what you're going to say. You're really upset that she said dinner is served. And you're offended and you're humiliated and you think it means your wife is sexually attracted to Bill Clinton. And as a result of that, you want to sue her. You want to sue her for mental cruelty, for something called mockery of your maleness. And you also want to sue Clinton to absorb punitive damages as an accessory after the fact. And all of this is because you were humiliated by your wife saying dinner is served. Okay? I got all of that. So what do you want me to say to you?
Here's what I want to say. I want to say that this is just the culmination of 8 years of Bill Clinton trying to get our women and get them in bed. And
I got it, and Bill Clinton wants to get your wife in bed.
Yes, he does. He wants to get every American woman in bed.
What's your wife look like?
That's got nothing to do with it, sir.
And I'm just curious. What? How much does she weigh?
I have no idea, sir.
You don't know how much? How tall is your wife?
Oh, my wife is 5 foot five.
5'5". How much does she weigh?
Mr. Henry.
How much?
About 180 pounds.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Look, watch it. And by the way, not only did we have sausage and peppers last night, but she served hot dogs tonight. They're footlongs.
5'5", 180 pounds. Clinton wants your wife.
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you, friend, that your wife, as sweet as she may be, the mother of your children, sounds like a butterball to me, pal.
And so what makes you think I won't come to the radio station right now and blacken your eye?
Nothing. You can come on down. You're going to have to get through about 18 million miles worth of security to get to me. And I didn't say anything about your wife. 5'5", 180 pounds sounds like a butterball, okay? That's all I said.
Well, sir, I will tell you.
Oh, God. You done?
All I ever wanted was you come to understand me.
I understand you, okay?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. But I'm trying to make sense out of a guy who's freaking out over getting hot dogs for dinner. God. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Tampa, yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi. Well, I just want to say that this guy, I mean, I think he really just needs counseling, and he really needs to speak with someone.
Who am I going to speak
a
to?
A psychologist or someone that's going to help him deal with his feelings.
So when my wife says, dinner served, looking right at Bill Clinton's junk area, I'm crazy.
No, that doesn't make you crazy. That just, you know, your wife is probably dealing with something that she also needs to seek counseling for to be able
there
to
go,
relate
Steve.
To you.
She needs counseling, too.
Yeah,
but she's not going to go to no counseling.
Maybe you ought to ask her about it. Did you ever ask her, why did you say, honey, dinner is served?
Yeah, and she laughed at me. I told you.
She laughed at when you said, hey, honey, why did you say dinner is served? And she laughed.
Yeah, she did. And I didn't know. I don't like no woman laughing at me.
Okay, well, see, and that goes to self-esteem. You need to get yourself built up to where you can accept if somebody laughs at you or not. And say, well, I know who I am. I don't care if you laugh.
Let me ask you a question. Dolores Blazingame, your attorney?
Sure.
Okay, what is this? The Clintons are going to be accessories after the fact.
That's right. They are accessories after the fact. And that's a felony in the state of California.
A felony? They're going to go to jail?
That's right. Can I also mention one other thing? Because I think it's important.
All of this stuff in your mind.
No, sir, I think it's important. She walked around. I'll ask the lady in Tampa, what does it mean when my wife walks around all day long sucking on a grape popsicle? What's that mean?
You there in Tampa?
Yes.
He just asked you a question.
If she said what?
She walked around all day sucking on a grape popsicle.
Okay, well, she likes popsicles.
Oh, you bet she does. Long and
I don't
hard.
Think that has anything. I mean, that has no bearing.
Can
you
I?
Really
well, what
need
if
to
she's sucking on a,
with your wife?
She's sucking on a grape popsicle.
No, she bends her head back and she drops them in from above.
And she does what?
She bends her. She sits in a chair, bends her head back, and starts dropping the popsicle in from above.
Well, you know what it sounds like to me?
Well,
that your wife is purposely torturing you.
You got it. You
that
got it.
That she is
you
doing
got
things
it.
To irritate you because she knows
Do
you
think
have
so,
low
ma'am?
Self-esteem. And, well, you really need to either get out of that marriage or seek counseling
okay, so
if
this
you
lady,
believe in making your marriage work.
So she is torturing this guy.
See, this woman, she's telling me the truth.
Okay.
Because he sounds like a pretty sensitive guy. And I know if a woman knows she has that much control over a man, sometimes they tend to over-exaggerate.
Mess with their brain?
Maybe.
Okay. Thank you very much. We've got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phoenix, KFYI is an affiliate of ours in Phoenix, and they're running last hour this hour. They're running last hour's tape this hour. So we're getting calls from Phoenix on Dave Oliva. And my only question is, and I'm certainly not going to try to tell him how to run the program, but since we're live right now, why not run this hour live? What is that all about? Look, in other words, we're live now, so you could run this hour live, and then you could roll tape the next 2 or 3 hours if you'd like. But while you guys are rolling a tape of me, I'm live right now. So you guys who are listening, I understand your confusion. And there must be a method to somebody's madness there, but I'm not sure I know what it is. Omaha on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I just want to talk to the guy that was on the line. Just want to say that basically what you're saying doesn't make a lot of sense. I understand that you're, I guess, officiating.
Is Mr. Bozell there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You're associating, I guess, everything she's doing with the phallic symbol. I'm not saying I understand you're sensitive and things are going wrong right now, but you've got
to understand. Well, I mean, my wife, you know, she's serving me sausages and peppers and a foot-long hot dog. Then she's making a crack about my... See, I have like a cootie rash or what you want to call a seborrhea rash.
Right.
Okay. And because of that, I had to put ointment on it. My wife has not been able to give me no, you know, nothing for like 2 weeks.
Right. I understand that.
Okay.
But what you've got to understand also is that, I mean, I don't think anybody would want to do that with anything like that, you know, on their mate.
Well,
second of all...
But it come on... Now it's on my face.
Oh, that's, so, okay, it's going to spread. But second of all, you've got to understand that, I mean, this is your wife. You have to have a 50-50% say in what's going on. And if you allow her to do that to you, that's your problem. It's not hers.
See, the whole thing that bothers me is there I'm sitting there, and I got a seborrhea rash on my crotch. I got it on my face. I look like death warmed over, and she's sitting there all talking about how Clinton's junk looks good.
She's fine, torturing me. Let her say that. Get yourself taken care of. And
man, I got blue
anymore.
Balls like you wouldn't believe.
I know, but get it taken care of, or she can't say it anymore, and it's
get
all said and done.
Are you going to a dermatologist?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to a dermatologist? Are you going to a skin doctor for the...
Yeah, she gave me a rash cootie cream that I was supposed to...
What do you mean a cootie cream? Let's get rid of the cootie thing. You have a rash.
Yes, sir.
Okay, she's given you ointment?
Yes, sir.
And how long are you supposed to use that?
Till it clears up. But it cleared up, but now it's on my face.
Well, then are you putting it on your face?
I am, but my wife called me rash boy and all that stuff.
Okay, she's calling you rash boy. You have to let that go. You've got to let that go. The rash boy thing, let it go. I mean, get past it, get it taken care of, and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Have you ever caught your wife cheating on you?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever caught your wife cheating on you?
No, sir, I have not.
She's been loyal to you?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married?
17 years this coming January.
17 years. Why don't you just let her have a freaking laugh? Let her have a laugh. Hey, you know, dinner is served, foot-long hot dogs. Hey, maybe she knows it's driving you ape and it's a big joke, okay?
Can I say one last thing before I go?
Go ahead, sir.
Just lastly, my wife is, we've been married for a couple years, and I mean, she makes it a point to say anything about a man that looks good or anything about his body. It would bother me if I wasn't secure in myself, but I am, and I know that as long as I'm keeping myself, I guess, afloat, physically fit, and whatever else, that it's going to work itself out and I'll be okay. You have to worry about, you have to learn to trust your wife and just take it as a joke and keep going.
Okay, but let me ask you a question now. Are you in Omaha, Nebraska, sir?
Yes, I am. Omaha, Nebraska.
Do you have out there the Farmer John products?
I'm not familiar with
that. Okay, Farmer John is a product out here in California that they make a sausage, and all she serves up now is Farmer John sausage for breakfast. What do I have to deal with that?
What?
Okay, you keep acting like...
What do you mean she's serving up Farmer John?
She's on a sausage kick.
She likes sausage.
Foot long, sausage and peppers, Farmer John. She got them habanero sausage peppers.
She likes sausage.
You bet she likes sausage. She likes Clinton's sausage. And she's at...
Okay, this guy's out of his freaking mind. Thank you for your
call, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Get this guy under control, will you? She's on a sausage. You bet she's on a sausage kick. You know what? I like sausage. What's that make me? Oh, I get it. Okay. I must be... Hey, get the guy back on. Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
See, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay. Get a load of this, man. I'm big on sausages. I love them. Does that make me gay?
You tell me.
You tell me. I like sausage. I like Farmer John's sausage. I like hot dogs. Does that make me gay?
You tell me.
No, you tell me.
You tell me, man.
Well, the answer's no, I'm not.
You tell me.
I just told you.
See how angry you're getting?
Well, what do you mean, you tell me? No, I'm not. I happen to like sausage.
Okay, but all I'm saying is you tell me.
I'm telling you.
Why are you yelling?
Because I told you, and you're not listening to me. Here's Denver on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Denver, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Yes, good.
I'm sorry to, I don't want to make anybody feel bad here, but I guess you guys, you and your wife have been married for 17 years?
Yeah.
Well.
How long have you been married?
We've been married going on 11.
11 and, years?
Yeah. And actually, it sounds
you
to
ever
me,
looked at a man's junk?
What's that?
Have you ever looked at a man's junk?
Well, first of all, that's kind of a disrespectful way of saying anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's
anyway.
A very, very personal question.
Well, my wife's sitting there going dinner served, checking out Clinton's junk area. And
I know,
I got
but
the
you,
cootie rash
I,
going. And I,
you enough
know
about
what?
Your cootie rash, man. I don't want to hear about it anymore, okay?
It's a seborrhea with a yeast infection.
I got that, okay?
You know what, sir? I just think that you're totally
okay, now look at
jumping
this.
The gun
I
want to
ask the lady in Denver this question because my wife just walked through the living room. There she goes, eating a giant pickle, and she's looking at me. What are you doing? My wife's eating a giant pickle staring at me. And now
you know
she's
what?
Looking at my cootie area.
You know what? She's doing this to aggravate you. And which, you know, but you know what's
you know
bad
what
about
be?
this is if your wife really loved you, she wouldn't be doing that type of thing to make you angry anyway.
Well,
if she knows that this hurts you.
I was thinking maybe she's playing a sexual game with you so that when your cootie rash, as you call it, clears up, you guys could have some fun.
You know, I don't like no woman laughing at me, though.
God, man, how old are you?
35.
God, you got married young, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
And you're crying like a baby.
Look at that pickle juice running down her chin, too. What you call that? What do you call that?
Hi.
Huh? God damn it. Are you laughing at me?
You know what, sir?
I
think you're really blowing this way out of proportion.
Okay, he's out of his mind.
He is definitely out of his mind.
Sorry.
If you're wanting a solution, you're certainly not taking anybody's advice.
I don't think he's using ointment on his skin. I think he's eating the stuff.
Aren't
you
right.
eating that ointment?
I don't think he's using it correctly.
You know what I think? I think we got like the nut bin checking in today or something. I think someone from the nut house. All right, ma'am, thank you for your call.
Yes.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Who was that guy? You know, all I'm here. Get him out of here. I got a cootie rash, and it's a seborrhea, and my wife's checking out Clinton, and she's eating sausages. She just walked through the living room eating a giant pickle. What is he, out on the freaking reservation? Okay, so Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hendry Show, number one rated here in Los Angeles and soon to be across the country. Our number, of course, 1-800-449-8686. And I just figured it out. The reason why we get those calls from Arizona an hour late is because we just had daylight standard time. We just returned to daylight standard time, which means we fell back an hour. Arizona does not change their clocks. Arizona is one of, I don't know how many states, I'm sure there's more than one, that they do not go, they don't do that daylight savings time thing. They just stay put. Hawaii is another. Am I right or am I wrong about that? I think Hawaii stays put. And so it can't be anything having to do with political conservatism versus liberalism, because Hawaii is a Democratic state, Arizona is a Republican state. But it just, in other words, dawned on me the reason why all of a sudden here Monday we were getting all these calls from Phoenix about last hour is because of their situation vis-a-vis the clock. Now, I don't know why it is, and I'm not even sure I'm figuring this out properly, because if we fall back, does that mean that Arizona during the summer months is 2 hours behind California? Or they're in sync with us during the summer months, and then when we fall back an hour,
they stay the same, so they're an hour.
They would be an hour ahead of us then, and they're not. They're an hour behind us, I think. I don't know, and I'm not about to explain it, and I certainly don't want any phone calls from anybody telling me how it works, okay? Not that I don't want to talk to you, but it's just, you know, who needs it, all right?
Hi, Phil. Yeah, look at the way it was originally into the navigable waterways.
I don't want to do it. Moving along, I just wanted to make this point, because this is the time of year. It is Halloween, and then, of course, there's going to be Thanksgiving, and then, of course, the beautiful festival of Christmas. And I'm not even going to make the very lame and tired appeal toward egalitarianism by saying, Happy Hanukkah, too! Because you know what? With all due respect, I don't know anything about Hanukkah. And nobody knows anything about Hanukkah, other than our very fine Jewish friends. And nobody's really celebrating Hanukkah that I know of. Yes, I have Jewish friends, but even they don't celebrate Hanukkah. And yes, it's an effort to be all-inclusive. And by the way, Kwanzaa you can take and you can jam that so far into outer space, man, I don't ever want to hear about it. Number one, Kwanzaa ain't for white people, okay? And if I see any whiteys out there with a Kwanzaa hat on, am I right or am I wrong? My black listeners will tell you that. They'll back me up on this. It ain't for whites, so bug off. Number two, go and have Kwanzaa. I don't know anything about it. I'm sure that if I read up on it, studied it, and became conversant with the festival of Kwanzaa, there would be one or two African Americans resentful of that, because it's not my holiday, it's yours. Understanding, I guess, would be one thing. Involving myself would be something else. So perhaps I should read up and understand. Just as soon as I figure out Hanukkah, you're next. Now, having said that, and I really don't want to go off on any rap about it, because I'm not here to bag on anybody's religion. I think Hanukkah, it's marvelous. I also know that Hanukkah is a very minor celebration on the Jewish holy holiday calendar. It's not a big festival. We, Gentiles, we've turned it into something big, because we have Christmas. And so we cast about for the Jewish, what are you, oh, you have Hanukkah? Oh, how about a Hanukkah bush then? Whoa! You know, and we make it large, and it isn't that big of a thing. It's okay. It ain't like Passover, and it ain't, you know, it ain't Rosh Hashanah, it ain't Yom Kippur, or anything like that. Kwanzaa, who knows? Now, the reason why I brought all of this up, because this is Thanksgiving and Christmas season and Halloween, and that means this is the time of year, you got it, where little children stand up on stages and sing. I don't know why it happened to me. I don't know what disease. It might have been the seborrhea with fungus. It might have been some ointment that I was misusing, but for some reason, and I'm ashamed of this, but for some reason, I can't stand hearing little kids sing. No, solo, not in a choir. I like to hear them in a choir. I think they sound cute when they're all together. But little kids that sing solo in a little double-breasted suit coat with a bow tie and the hair cowlicked back, and maybe they're doing some old Kay Kaiser number, oh boy, do I want to play John Carney. I want to do a little drop kicking. What is that? Is that? I fully recognize that as a character flaw. And to answer your question, yes, that means I can't stand Star Search. Why do you want to see that? Why do you want to go through that? Shirley Temple. Do we have anybody who's like Shirley Temple now, by the way? Think about it. Think long and hard. The answer's no. You know why? Because it really was irritating. We had one Shirley Temple and we went, boy, was that bad. And we never have to live through that again. with the really shiny little shoes and the buckles on them and the taps. And then there she is dancing around with the hair that was kind of a half fright wig, half perm, precursor to the fro. And then, of course, she got up with the Mr. Bojangles. And, oh, boy. And even when I was a kid, I didn't watch that stuff. I watched The Little Rascals, yes. Shirley Temple, no. And by the way, Shirley, it's too late now, but I don't know who it was that put you in those short dresses with no underwear. They ought to be shot. Some guy's out there right now going, is he kidding or what, man? I've seen 100 of those movies. He's going to run out and rent them all now. The 11 Satanic Rules of the Earth. I thought you'd be interested in this. This is from Anton Zander LaFay. Or LaVey. This is from 1967. And Anton LaVey is the satanic pope from years gone by, right? Is he still alive? I'm not sure. He's still alive. And this, I would take it, is from the Satanic Bible. Check this out. This is very interesting. These are the 11 satanic rules as articulated in the Satanic Bible. Number one, do not give opinions or advice unless you... Let me start again. Number one, do not give opinions or advice unless you are asked. Who would find fault with that? Number two, do not tell your troubles to others unless you are sure they want to hear them. Sounds good to me. Number three, when in another's lair, show him respect or else do not go there. Number four, if a guest in your lair annoys you, treat him cruelly and without mercy. Number five, isn't that awesome? It's perfect, man. Number five, do not make sexual advances unless you are given the mating signal. Number six, as soon as I find out what that, whatever that is, man, when I find out what that is, I will not make the advances. Number six, do not take that which does not belong to you unless it is a burden to the other person and he cries out to be relieved. Number seven, acknowledge the power of magic if you have employed it successfully to obtain your desires. If you deny the power of magic after having called upon it with success, you will lose all you have obtained. Number eight, do not complain about anything to which you need not subject yourself. Number nine, do not harm little children. Number 10, do not kill non-human animals unless you are attacked or for your food. And finally, number 11, and this is fantastic. When walking in open territory, bother no one. If someone bothers you, ask him to stop. If he does not stop, destroy him. That's bitchin'. That's what we need. Forget about the Satan stuff. It's good common sense. If a guy bothers you, you ask him to stop. He doesn't stop, you destroy him. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Yes, I was in pain, but it hurt good.